I'm reconvening the meeting at 9:14 p.m. So council members had an opportunity to interview candidates for the vacated position, and I'd just like to reread the charter. It's 3.24, vacancies in the council. Any vacancy in the council shall be filled by appointment by a majority vote of the remaining members of council. So there's six members on council now, so the remaining would be four of the six. And if the vacancy is not filled within 30 days, then the mayor shall fill it by appointment immediately. This is our charter. This is our law today. It is what it is. People have shared sentiments about doing things differently, which I believe are admirable. But if that is the case, and that is the sentiment of the residents, then the change needs to go to the ballot for a charter change. You just cannot amend a document like that in one night or in one day. It's something that has to be amended by the residents at the ballot. As I mentioned to the council members there, as we started to get numerous applications, as the facilitator of the meeting, I was trying to think of what would be a efficient way to look at the applications and determine what Mr. Hallam has used as a superior candidate for the position. And when you look at other employment agencies, not all candidates all the time are interviewed for positions. And in fact, I know personally for myself, in the past that I have interviewed for positions, I've never heard a word back from the entity whether I even was considered or not. So there were council members that came to me individually and said, I have reviewed these. There's a lot of them. And I have a couple that I think would be really good candidates to interview. And so I started to compile that list. I did not violate any sunshine laws by doing that. I'm allowed to talk to anybody individually, as anybody on this dais is allowed to as well. And so that is how the individuals came to be for interviewing this evening. Any other council members want to comment about anything?
Madam President?
Yes.
I believe you gave all of us council people that privilege of suggesting people to interview.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention, because there had been some comments, too, about the email address in the News Herald being incorrect. So I went back to the drawing board on that, and I looked at the ad that the clerk sent to the News Herald, which was indeed the correct address for council. However, I did speak to a representative at the News Herald, and what they did was, because they have a certain amount of characters in a column, then they often hyphenate. And so they made the arbitrary decision to put a hyphen after Willoughby and went to the next line for Hills. And so if people put the whole address together, then there was an additional hyphen in there. So it was not that the clerk submitted an incorrect email address. And the News Herald, once they realized it, was like, ooh, yeah, okay, now we realize that. The other thing is, as I looked through some of my files about appointments for past resignations and appointments of past council members with my years on council, I have an email that was from, at the time, our law director, Tom Lobey, and he did, in fact, say it will require four votes of the remaining six members. And he also stated, and this is from the law director at the time, as for the advertising issue, there is no legal requirement by the charter, ordinances, or statutes to advertise. It's simply a practice that has been used in the past as a courtesy. It also could be put on the website, which it was. It was on the council website. So this is just my personal opinion, even with the amount of days that we had to advertise, to have 11 candidates come forth, I think was really admirable. So there are other forms of communication and ways for individuals, especially those that have a pulse on the city and city council, and have been involved in the city, have attended council meetings, and were involved in the last campaign. Certainly, I'm sure if they didn't know, they knew rather quickly that Vice President Pleshnik had resigned his position and there was an open seat. So I just wanted to share some of that information for clarification. So what are the wishes of council this evening?
Well, Madam President, we interviewed four excellent candidates. I personally was very interested in talking to all of them. Each one of them brought something particularly valuable to the table. I think that what's important, I think, is that a council is a board. It's a body of seven. The point of a council is to have a diversity of opinion, a diversity of perspective, a diversity of experience, even geographic diversity. And I think that while we had several candidates that had great experience, amazing experience. We had, I think, fresh ideas are good, too. But again, I think we have three new people coming onto council, and I think that that experience is very important. The other thing that I think is important is that in January, we will have two council people from the east side of the city, three council people from the middle of the city, and only one from the west currently. So I think that that geographic diversity is a factor that is important. Now, it's not the only factor, but I think that's a factor, because the issues that affect the west side are different than what affect the east side. So, you know, it's very difficult, and I hope that everyone who interviewed continues to be involved. I hope that you throw your hat in the ring to be appointed to a commission. I hope that you run in the future. We need professional people. We need open-minded people. We need critical thinking people. We need brave people to get up here and work hard for the residents and get and share their viewpoints and their voices and to work for the people. So I'm going to make a motion. I would like to move to appoint Janet Micah to the council at-large 1 seat effective December 13th of 2019.
I'll second that.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to appoint Councilwoman Janet Micah to the vacated Council at Large 1 position effective December 13th, 2019. Is there discussion on the motion?
Madam President, I just want to say one more thing, and I think that this is another thing that I think is very much called for right now. One of the things that Councilwoman Micah wrote in her cover letter that I think really speaks to the moment. She says, "During the difficult and contentious parts of my time on council, I sought to bring peace and calm to our meetings." So I think that's something that is important and something we need, and I think that we need to bridge the divide in our city, and I hope that Councilwoman Micah, if she is appointed to the seat, can help do that.
Thank you. Any other discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Hello.
No.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes. The motion to appoint Councilwoman Micah to the district seat, or the council at large 1 seat, has been approved. And yes, by Robert's rules, you can vote for yourself. You even do that at the polls.
Madam President, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adjourn. There is no discussion on adjournment. Please call the roll.
Hello?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes. Meeting's adjourned at 9:24 p.m., and all of you have a very Merry Christmas and happy holidays and a Happy New Year.
Very well planned.
Thank you.